This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Debt can be a blessing or a curse. It really depends on how you choose to use it. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore talks about how to manage debt on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Debt is a powerful tool which can be used to magnify good things or exponentially multiply misery. Generally speaking, using debt to buy items that will most likely decrease in value over time is a bad idea. But debt used to finance the purchase of an asset that pays you an income, like maybe a rent house or a commercial building or even a business interest that pays a consistent dividend, well, that's different. Assume Joe has an income-producing asset worth $1 million. I like round numbers like that. Further, we'll assume that he receives income from those assets every year of $100,000. That would be rents or dividends or interest payments. Let me further assume that Joe has $400,000 in debt left to pay off that $1 million asset that he bought. Well, he's done the math, and he knows that he could take all the $100,000 income that the asset produces and pay off that debt in about 5 years. 5 years to freedom, right? But guess what? Joe's oldest is about to enter high school, and there will be another soon to follow. And after that, they'll be gone, out of the house, and to a degree that Joe can only now imagine, out of his day-to-day life. So Joe has how many years of them left with him? 4, 5, maybe 6? Well, what would happen if Joe said to himself, I think I'm going to stretch that debt payment plan out a little bit. Instead of spending every last dime of the $100,000 that my investment assets produce, I'm going to use half of it to pay down the debt, and I'll use the other half to invest in memories with my family. Joe is never going to get those years back, ever. And what he does with them now will largely influence how satisfied he is with his family life for years in the future. So what if Joe slowed down the debt repayments for just a little bit, maybe just for the next 5 years, and invested in his family, and then picked back up again once the kids were up and gone? Well, he would roughly extend his journey to debt freedom 3 extra years. The problem with me even bringing up this line of thinking is that it will give an already irresponsible person an excuse to continue his irresponsible ways. Well, so be it. Those people are going to find an excuse from some quarter. But let me say it again anyway. Putting expensive vacations on a credit card is not what I'm talking about here. Every family is limited in what they can afford. So this is anything but a one-size-fits-all piece of advice. In fact, I'm not giving you advice about specifically what to do in your situation. What I am doing is challenging you to think more deeply about debt than you may ever have thought about before, and to understand that failure to wisely utilize debt in your life may have a cost, and maybe that cost is profoundly deeper and more unrecoverable than you ever had imagined. Use of debt will cost you interest, but failure to wisely use debt may cause you years and even memories that you just can't get back. So make sure that you count the cost of debt, all of the costs. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.